And now, the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg has negotiated a little deal in which she's become the silent partner in Mr. Way's new chicken business. Ori Ann's going to be the open partner who does the selling, and Mr. Way is going to do the raising of the stock. And Molly's going to be the silent partner who, Jake says, never keeps quiet. But all this is not so important as the fact that Ori Ann refused two offers of help from young Dr. Cater, and Dr. Cater's upset. And at least one of the Goldbergs is aware of it. Listen, it's after dinner, and...
Ma, what are you doing?
You know what she's doing.
You want me to help you with the dishes, Ma?
Don't be
a
sinner.
Oh. Take the phone, Mommy. All right,
Mom.
Hello? Oh,
yes,
Mrs. Leland. Who is it?
Just 1 minute. It's
you, Ma.
I'm coming. The house party. The house party from the 19th.
The house. Then you left me alone. Lisa, you shouldn't be up in the middle of the night with composition.
Oh, yes.
Hello? Yes, Mrs. Leland?
Who's on the phone?
Oh,
David's mother, Pa.
Yes, don't you be home? Danny, help me with my homework.
Yes. It's your homework, not mine.
Oh, yes. I could never ask you for anything.
Please, silence when I'm on the telephone, please. Okay, okay. I can listen to you and I can listen to that on the opposite side.
Oh,
yeah. Hello? You're just a little beside me. Yes. How are you? Yes. How's everything here going?
Uh-huh.
Huh? That's good. David is still by Dr. Katie's father's house. Well, if you wish me to stroll over to him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right. All right. Then you step off and you do the job. All right. And how is the contract going?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad. I'm very glad, and I'm very pleased. All right. Goodbye.
Are you sure that you don't want me to help you with the dishes, Ma?
Just fix the central piece, please, and straighten out the room. I don't like it.
All right.
Fine, please. And please,
Robin,
give
me your letter to make your
composition.
I will. I'm just
waiting,
Ma.
All right. Paper, please.
All right.
How is it you're not helping Mama with the dishes?
She's finished with them, Paul.
Before she was finished.
You heard me ask Mama if she wanted me to help her.
Since when do you ask?
Mama, darling, didn't I ask you if you wanted me to help you with the dishes?
Absolutely. Absolutely, you asked me. And absolutely, I said not.
Because I didn't consider your composition.
I'm going to do it right now.
Why didn't you do it before?
I haven't any ideas.
That's nothing new. Quiet. What ideas do you need? Take your foot off. Give Mama the chair.
Oh, Mama.
Chair, thank you very much. What's the idea of you need over there?
Why don't you write something that will give my teacher an idea of my powers of observation?
Well, you can write about...
What?
When the clock strikes 7 and the dessert plates are empty and you see your mother putting her apron on, you immediately know the dishes have to be...
Stop it, Mama! Stop it! Stop it, please. Stop it, Mama, please. Stop it, please. Stop it, please. And that's enough. Please, give me one quiet moment, please.
You're getting nervous, Molly.
Why am I nervous?
Forget the cards, and I'll give you a game.
Okay.
If I had my homework done, I could play, too.
So get finished, and then you'll play, too.
Yes. I could write about Mr. Way.
What would you write?
I don't have to tell you, do I?
Rosie.
Well, I don't.
Well, maybe I could help you.
There are the cards.
Well, what would you write if you were writing about Mr. Way?
I would write about Dr. Christopher Cater, Jr.
There are the cards.
I've got the cards.
And what would you write about Dr. Cater?
Love Dr. Cater.
If we are going to play, let's play.
All right. Let's play. I have to tassel first. No, we're tassel. All right. Let me tassel already. I'll tassel. About Dr. Sager?
Oh, Rosie's writing the composition, not me.
Stop already. Pick up the top.
Wait, I've got to build them out first, no? Got to be playing Casino or Participation?
Casino.
Yes. Casino comes four. Four for everybody, and four in the central piece. All right. So you're going to do your homework, Rosalind?
I don't want to go upstairs, Mom.
But how can you concentrate here?
Let us stay downstairs.
No. You're playing, family?
I don't care.
Are you playing or are you not?
I'm playing.
So play.
So let us see here. What's the play? Let's see. Pick up your cards.
Let's see what I got here. I got some utensil plates. I don't know. I'm so used to playing participation. I forgot already how you play casino.
I don't know what to write.
You play, Ma.
How can I know what my powers of observation are if there's nothing to observe?
You ever hear of Cezanne?
Yes, I did. He was a French painter.
Yeah, he used to paint pictures of apples.
So what?
Nothing.
Him.
He used to paint pictures of bananas, pieces, tables. He used to paint anything.
So what?
He never said he had nothing to observe.
Well, I'm not a painter.
They are playing cards, Rosie.
I play, huh?
Your play, Sammy. Play out. Play out? What did you put off?
Yes.
Now, I want to... Wait a minute, I have something to build here. And I want to build here. Oh, 4 and 3, 4 and 3, 7. I'm not sure, I didn't take that card. 4 and 3, 7, 4 and 3, 7, so I'll take him before somebody else builds on me. So,
what can I say about Mr. Wade? That he was once in prison?
Well, that's not observation. What kind of a man is he?
How should I know?
Well, if you wanted to write about Mr. Wade, you'd have to start off with Dr. Cater.
Why is Dr. Cater?
Are we playing cards or information, please?
You're playing cards, don't you? Playing cards. You're taken. You're taken now, Sammy.
Okay.
Why, Dr. Cater?
Use a little of your powers of observation, Ma.
Why don't you stay with me?
Why don't you keep your eyes open?
Just give me a hint, Sam.
A hint that's as plain as anything.
Well, please.
Dr. Cater?
How do you do, Dr. Cater?
Come in, Doctor. Oh. Come in. We're just playing casino.
Mrs. Leland back
here? No. Mrs. not back yet, no.
Does she know David is at my house?
Yes, she knows David is with your father, yes. She called up recently on the telephone, and I told her, and she knows.
Hmm.
Sit down, Dr. Cater.
No, thanks. I was just walking by, and I thought I'd tell Mrs. Leland that David is still waiting for her to come and get him.
Oh, well, maybe I'll go over and get the child.
No, you don't have to bother. I don't see why it has to take all day and all night to get a contract signed.
Well, it's not that it takes all day and that it takes all night. It's only that Orion and Mr. Ray, they was invited to dinner by Mr. Spinberg, the lawyer.
Dinner. A nice partnership. It's too bad I can't move back to the country in order to watch this extraordinary combination. The ex-millionaire and the ex-lady set up in a nice little chicken business. It's really very touching. The perfect example of democracy in action. Only I hope that Mrs. Leland, in her enthusiasm, doesn't forget that her first duty is toward her son, toward David, and that she doesn't have to be excessively patriotic and devoted to the chicken business. Chicken business and with Mr. Way. I can't think of anything more comic. Well, maybe it's not time to give anybody my advice. After all, I have nothing to do with it. I was just walking by, and I wanted her to know that her son was still alive and over at my father's house. Good night.
When things get so obvious that even young Rosie Goldberg can see what's going on, then we can safely say that Dr. Cater has burned all his psychological bridges behind him and has simply, humanly, fallen in love.